ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 47। श्री भगवान उवाच प्रीतः अहम् वह सुरश्रेष्ठाः मत् उपस्थान विद्यया आत्मैश्वर्य स्मृतिः पुंसां भक्तिः च एव यया मयि। श्री भगवान् उवाच प्रीतोऽहं वासुरश्रेष्ठा मदुपस्थान विद्यया आत्मैश्वर्य स्मृति पुंसा भक्तिश्चैव यया मयि। श्री भगवान् उवाच प्रीतोऽहं वासुरश्रेष्ठा मदुपस्थान विद्यया आत्मैश्वर्य स्मृति पुंसां भक्तिश्चैव यया मयि। श्री भगवान् उवाच प्रीतोऽहं वासुरश्रेष्ठा मदुपस्थान विद्यया आत्मैश्वर्य स्मृति पुंसां भक्तिश्चैव यया मयि। प्लीज चैंट। Two word meanings. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Preetaha, pleased, Aham, I, Vaha, of you, Surasrestaha, O best of the demigods, Mat Upasthana Vidyaya, by the highly advanced knowledge, and prayers offered unto me, Atmaishwarya Smritihi, remembrance of the exalted transcendental position of me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pumsam of men, Bhaktihi, devotional service, Cha and Eva, certainly, Yaya, by which? Mayi, unto me. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O beloved demigods, you have offered your prayers to me with great knowledge, and I am certainly most pleased with you. A person is liberated by such knowledge, and thus he remembers my exalted position, which is above the conditions of material life. Such a devotee is fully purified by offering prayers in full knowledge. This is the source of devotional service to me. Purport. Another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Uttama Shloka, which means that he is offered prayers with selected verses. Bhakti means Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, chanting and hearing about Lord Vishnu. Impersonalists cannot be purified, for they do not offer personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though they sometimes offer prayers, the prayers are not directed towards the Supreme Person. Impersonalists sometimes show their incomplete knowledge by addressing the Lord as being nameless. They always offer prayers indirectly, saying, you are this, you are that. But they do not know to whom they are praying. A devotee, however, always offers personal prayers. A devotee says, Govinda Mahadipurusham, Tamaham Bajami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Govinda, unto Krishna. That is the way to offer prayers. If one continues to offer such personal prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is eligible to become a pure devotee and return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture on second chapter of Bhagavad Gita that we cannot avoid fighting. They think that so much fighting is going on, we should avoid. But actually Prabhupada says we all have the propensity to fight. Right? Husband and wife, they fight. Brothers, they fight. You know, friends, they fight. Right? Because this fighting is there in Krishna. That fighting propensity is there in Krishna also. Because it is there in Krishna, we also have. Right? Nowadays they say, "Arey, so much fighting is going on." But actually, fighting is always going on in this material world. If you see, always demigods are such highly elevated, conscious persons. You know, like Indra, Shatakratu, because somebody who performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, he becomes Indra. That is why, even if sometimes it is said that Teji Asham Na Dosham, sometimes if great personalities, they perform some sinful activities, abominable activities, it gets washed away by their unlimited punya. So we should not find fault in a great person when he perform some abominable activity. They are such highly elevated persons, but still, they fight. Right? To that, like nowadays, some fighting is going on. Israel is bombing some Gaza, and they are killing children. They are killing people who are sleeping. But Ashwatthama also did that. Draupadi's sons, they were sleeping. He came, Dushyadimna was sleeping, he came and killed them in the sleep. Right? So this fighting is going on. Now Vritrasura was born and he is such a huge demon. And the demigods, they were unable to fight with him. So they are scared. So, and then he is killing thousands and thousands of demigods, psionics and all. So he is so powerful. Like that. So this, and then, because they were very scared of fighting with Vritrasura, who is very powerful, so demigods have done the right thing. They have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this year they are going to celebrate centenary of First World War, 1914, up to 1918. So they say that in total there is one war, Verdun or somewhere, French government, they lost 5 lakh soldiers in fighting with Germany. And Germany lost some 3 lakh soldiers. And total, First World War and Second World War, total there are some 2 crores, that means 20 million soldiers were killed all over Europe and all. So that is why they are saying that from 1750 to 1800, population in Europe doubled. From 1800 to 1900, it became quadruple. 4 times it increased. After First World War, European hegemony around Asia and Africa was finished because the entire youth population were wiped out from Europe. Like that. And then by the time Second World War is over, British Empire is finished because they didn't have manpower. Like that, these fights will go on. And in 1945, yesterday one news report came that one of the pilots, Mr. Kirk or somebody, who dropped the atom bomb in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, on August 6th, 1945, the B-29 bomber, they went to Hiroshima Hiroshima first, and they dropped the atom bomb, uranium atom bomb, and 1,70,000 people have died in one bomb. Then another, after 9 days, 15th August, they have dropped another bomb in Nagasaki, and 70,000 people have been killed. Like that. So these wars will go on. Then Prabhupada was saying that actually if Krishna consciousness movement, if he is successful, if he preach successfully, then there will be no third world war. Third world war. But if you don't preach properly and if you are not successful in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, third world war will come. Then Srila Prabhupada said, they are producing so many atom bombs. Everywhere, Pakistan has atom bomb, Iran has atom bomb, and America, they have 200 atom bombs. Russia, I don't know, Prabhupada says, if you have produced an atom bomb, you have to use it, one day. You have to use it one day, so they will drop. if a fight breaks out between India and Pakistan, whoever uses the atom bomb first, they will win. Srila Prabhupada said. Then all the devotees, they were scared. Prabhupada, what will happen to us? Right? And then there is one lecture by Srila Prabhupada on Queen Kunti's prayers. Srila Prabhupada says, you should drop atom bomb on all these Mayavadis. Prabhupada is so angry. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada says that, okay, what will happen to all of us, Prabhupada, devotees? Prabhupada says, don't worry, Krishna will protect you. They will not be able to drop bombs on our temples. So, actually, now the situation is very bad. Everywhere, all over the world, there is strife and fighting is going on. There is no peace. Devotees, we should actually, this is the time we should take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, so that we'll be protected. Just like now, even though Vritrasura was a devotee at heart, still he's fighting with the demigods. And the demigods, they came and took shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and then they offered very wonderful prayers. So now Krishna is replying to them. That he is saying that Pritoham Vaha Surashreshta. I am very pleased with you. I am very pleased with you. So, this is the weakness of Krishna. We all have weakness, right? So, what is the weak point of Krishna? If we glorify Krishna, if we offer prayers to Krishna, then Krishna becomes very pleased. Right? That is why, as soon as we see, offer obeisance to the Lord, you know, we should get up and offer prayers. Srila Prabhupada suggested, one should by heart Brahma Samhita prayers, Queen Kunti's prayers, Gajendra Moksha prayers, Dhruva Maharaj's prayers, Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. So Krishna will be very pleased. So Queen Kunti, you know, she is the first one in Bhagavatam. She is the first one to offer prayers to the Lord. Right? So, Prabhupada says, then Krishna was on the chariot. Then he was about to go to Dwarka after the war is finished. Then Queen Kunti, then meanwhile all this Uttara thing and all happened. Then Krishna was about to go. Then Queen Kunti, she offered prayers to Krishna. You know, so wonderful prayers. Then she said, you are here. You came to us because we were in trouble. You know, but now you are going away thinking that we are safe now. But actually in this world, no, we are never safe. So please stay here for some more time. You know, some more time. So, Srila Prabhupada says, after the prayers are over, Krishna smiled. Krishna smiled. Then Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna smiled means he accepted the prayers. You know, he accepted the prayers. Like that. Brahmaji also offered prayers. Right? After Brahma Vimohan Leela, Brahmaji came and offered prayers. Krishna was standing there, you know, with curd rice in his hand. You know, Brahmaji was offering prayers. Krishna did not speak one word. You know, Krishna did not speak one word. And then Brahmaji was very bewildered. I am offering such wonderful prayers, but Krishna is not replying. Krishna did not say whether he is pleased or not pleased. He is just standing there. Then Brahmaji was bewildered and said, if I stay here for some more time, I think I must have offended to the Lord. That's why he is not replying to me. But if I stay here for some more time, I will commit more offenses. That's why he closed it, folded up the business and went away. You know. Then after Indra, you know, showered thunderstorm and all, rain, then everything is over for 7 days, seven nights. You know. Poured rains and all the Vrajavasis were very disturbed. Then Krishna lifted Govardhan hill and protected all the Vrajavasis. Then after everything is over, Indra came and offered prayers, because Krishna is Gobrahmana Hitaycha. First he sent Surubhi cow, you know, representative of the cows. Then she came and offered prayers. She bathed Krishna. That is called Govind Kund, right? Govind Kund. She bathed Krishna with her milk. Then very secretly, without the knowledge of these Vrajavasis, because he has committed a great offense towards the lotus feet of Krishna, he very secretly came and offered prayers. Then Krishna accepted his prayers and then replied, okay, it's all right, you go now. You know, I wanted to teach you a lesson to show that who is the boss and all that stuff. So the commentators say that why, you know, Brahmaji offered prayers, Krishna did not respond, he did not accept his prayers. But Indra also offered prayers, but Indra committed a greater offense, you know, of pouring rain and, you know, giving trouble to the Vrajavasis and the cows. But Brahmaji only stole his boys. You know, that too for one minute. So why it is like that? So commentators say that Krishna is displeased with Brahma because he separated his associates from him for 1 year. You know, he stole the cowherd boys. You know, he committed an offense. Krishna is not pleased by that. That is because he's taken away the cowherd boys. But Krishna is pleased Indra, even though he caused trouble. by pouring rain. Krishna is pleased with Indra because, you know, because by the Indra's mischievous activity, he could, Krishna could live with Vrajavasis and the cows who are very dear to him for 7 days and seven nights without separation. You know, like that. So this is a secret of pleasing Krishna. You know, Pritoham. That's why Krishna is saying, Pritoham va Surasreshta. Oh, best of the demigods, I am very pleased with your prayers. You know, pleased with your prayers. Yat upasthana vidya. You know, this is the knowledge. That is the most important in this world. It is said that Prabhupada explains in third canto Bhagavatam, there are different stages of knowledge. You know, different stages of knowledge. So this is first stage is pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means knowledge that we acquire through the senses. You know, paroksha means knowledge received from authority. Paroksha, right? So whatever scientific knowledge that we get, that is by pratyaksha, knowledge through senses. Because senses are incomplete, we don't get complete knowledge like that. Then paroksha means knowledge received by authorities. Knowledge we receive by Vedas and all, authority. Right? Then aparoksha means Brahman status, realization of this knowledge. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. So this is aparoksha knowledge, Brahman stage. Then adokshaja, knowledge beyond our senses. You know, Krishna is also known as adokshaja. Adokshaja means adhakritam, adikrantam, akshajam, indriyajatam. This A-I-E-U, this is a rakshara, right? So Prabhupada explains, by the combination of these A-I-E-U, we write something, and with that we won't get knowledge. We won't get knowledge about Krishna. Krishna is beyond, you know, our sense knowledge. So adakritam, adikrantam, akshajam, indriyajatam. So Krishna is beyond our sense perception. That is why knowledge that we know about Krishna is adokshaja. You know. So Vishnu commentators say that this adokshaja is knowledge about the Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planets. Then aprakrita, this is the final stage of knowledge. Aprakrita knowledge means knowledge about Krishna and Golok Vrindavan. Okay? Krishna and Golok Vrindavan. So this is the highest knowledge. So here Krishna is saying that mat upasthana vidyaya atmashwarya smriti pumsham bhaktishchaiva yayamaya. So this knowledge about me is the highest. So with knowledge about me you are offering prayers, I am very pleased with you. And this knowledge will lead everybody to liberation from this ocean of material existence. So this knowledge, once Mukund Maharaj, previously with Michael Grant, is one of the first persons to come and in contact with Srila Prabhupada. So then Srila Prabhupada, that time, that was not in 26 Second Avenue, he was living in an apartment there. So once Mukund Maharaj suggested to Srila Prabhupada, they are actually very lucky people. One day he attended the lecture, Srila Prabhupada's lecture, one of the Wednesdays. Then later on, he liked it so much. Then he said, Swamiji, can I meet you? Oh, Srila Prabhupada said, come for lunch. Then Mukund Maharaj went and Prabhupada was staying in some third floor or fourth floor. Then he rang the bell, you know, from the ground floor. So Srila Prabhupada had to come down to open the door from third floor, fourth floor. And then Prabhupada, then Mukund Maharaj said, sorry for troubling you. Srila Prabhupada said, it is my duty. This is my duty. Then here I talk. Then Mukund Maharaj suggested, Swamiji, why don't you teach Sanskrit? You know, I will gather some 25-30 people. Srila Prabhupada said, why not? You gather some people? Then Srila Prabhupada went and purchased a blackboard and a chalk piece. You know. Then Mukund Maharaj, he was very famous among his musician circle. Then he used to work as a musician in the nightclub, like that. So then he gathered some people, some four or five people. Then he said, first class, you know, he said, okay, early in the morning I will teach you Sanskrit, in the evening Bhagavad Gita class. You know, so first lesson, Srila Prabhupada taught. I will pronounce these words, then you pronounce it very clearly. Right? And then you learn this verse. Then he taught them first. Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Sachidananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarvakarana, Karanam. Then you say, then Ishvara, Parama, Krishna. So he made them, you know, chant and then write. You know, everybody got a black slate and a chalk piece. You know, that's how we used to learn, no? Slate and chalk piece. And then read, Ishvara, Krishna. Like that, you know, he was teaching them Sanskrit. Then all the boys figured out, Swamiji doesn't want to teach Sanskrit. He wants to teach his own philosophy. You know? Like that, then after some time, Sanskrit classes got discontinued. Then one day, somehow Mukund Maharaj and his wife, they always wanted to go to India. Somehow, like Kirtanananda Maharaj and Hayagriva and all, they were all friends. And they came to India in search of Guru. And they came to Haridwar, Rishikesh, Vrindavan, everywhere they came, they didn't find a guru. And once Hayagriva Prabhu was walking on the street, and he said, he saw Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he went and asked, you are an Indian? Prabhupada said, yes. Prabhupada asked, you are also an Indian? No, I am a American. Well, actually, you know, we are just coming from India in search of guru, we didn't find a guru. He said, why didn't you attend my Gita classes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday I am conducting. Why didn't you attend the classes? They said, yeah, why not? That's how Prabhupada, you know, they were searching for guru in India, but guru was searching for them in America. You know, then they fall, you know, like that. What was I saying? So they, Mukund Maharaj and all, they wanted to come to India all the time. So they got tickets also from San Francisco. So one day Prabhupada was giving a talk, and then Mukund Maharaj went and informed Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, we are going. Prabhupada asked, where? So actually we are always interested to go to India. So we are going. So actually then they said, I'm going from San Francisco. Originally they are from San Francisco. That part of the country. Said he suggested to Prabhupada, Swamiji, why didn't you start a center in North America? You know, the San Francisco, Los Angeles, they are more liberal and they are more interested in spiritualism. So Prabhupada, if you go and give any suggestion to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada would always do what? Huh? Why didn't you do it? You know, why didn't you do it? Then that time, you know, Mukund Maharaj, you know this Krishna, then he quoted, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarvaka, because first lesson, you know, he taught, no? Prabhupada was very pleased, why? Prabhupada's eyes became very wide, why? Very nice. Then Prabhupada said, why didn't you start it? So that's how their trip was cancelled. This knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna is always saying it is secret. You know, it is secret. Somebody says, how it is secret? Is there in Bhagavad Gita? Right? Anybody can read Bhagavad Gita and conclude, right? that it is a secret. So by knowing Sanskrit or by knowing English, you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. Right? There is Swami Vivekananda also read Bhagavad Gita. And Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishna, he also read Bhagavad Gita. Then he wrote commentary. Right? There is one guy, H.G. Wilson, you know, appointed by Britishers to translate Vedic literature. And then he translated Vishnu Purana. He also learnt Sanskrit. He also learnt English. They also read Bhagavad Gita, all these Puranas. And there is one guy, Muslim guy, Dr. Jakir Hussain, Jakir Naik. Dr. Jakir Naik, he reads our books and then he criticizes our Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. He also read. But that secret is not revealed to them. Secret is not, it is there in Bhagavad Gita, in the pages of Bhagavad Gita. But everybody cannot know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a revealed knowledge. So Prabhupada says in the purport on second canto Bhagavatam in Chatushloki, Prabhupada writes, even though this is there, Krishna is saying that, you know, this secret I am revealing it to you, to Brahma, that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this we can understand that unless a person completely surrenders to a bona fide spiritual master, and that bona fide spiritual master has to reveal that knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then only we will be able to understand. That is why Krishna is saying that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavaha Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. You know, somebody who understands that I am everything, I am the source of everything that is animate and inanimate, you know, he is the most intelligent person. Buddha Bhava Samanvita Yomam Evam Asammudo Janati Purushottamam Sasarva Vidbhajati Mam Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Krishna is saying that somebody who understands that, you know, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is one more verse in 10th chapter. He says that you will become free from all sinful reactions. What is that verse? Yeah. 10th chapter, 3rd verse. Yoma meva masramura janat prashtat. This is 15th chapter. So, this is the meaning of that verse. That, you know, I am the source of all the demigods. You know, name viduhu suragana. You know, prabhamamna maharshaya aham adirihi devanam. Right? Krishna says, I am the source of all the demigods. Even the demigods, even the maharshis, they don't know me. You know, aham e sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. You know, natumam abhijananti tatvenatas chavantite. 9th chapter Krishna says, that aham hi sarva yajnanam, I am the enjoyer of everything. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha, I am the master. Natumam abhijananti, those who don't know this, tatvinatas chavantite, they will fall down. You know, they will fall down. So this knowledge, so this is a great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Many life members, they tell me, sir, actually we don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only after reading Srila Prabhupada books, you know, we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise, many people, they think that Brahma is also God, you know, Vishnu is also God, you know, like that. And some people, they think that Vishnu is God, Narayana is God. They think that Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu. Yeah, Krishna is in, and a whole lot of Indians, they think like that. Means 99% Indians, they think that Krishna is incarnation of Vishnu. And then there is one verse also which says that, you know, black hair and white hair, right? In 11th canto Bhagavatam, you know, there is some mention. They think that, you know, Krishna and Arjuna, they are Naranarayan. You know, Krishna and Arjuna, Naranarayan. So they are. So, but Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Jiva Goswami says, there is only one verse which proves in Srimad Bhagavatam that, you know, Ete Chamsa Kalapumsha, you know. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And then Jiva Goswami elaborated on this verse in his Tattva Sandarbha and other Sandarbhas, and to establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prabhupada says, one who understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's, you know, everything. So just this knowledge will take us back home, back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada in Queen Kunti's prayers. You know, Bhavesmin Krishmananam Avidya Kama Karma Bihi Shravana Smarana Arhani Karishan Iti Kechana. Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Avikshanashah Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janah Tayeva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam Bhava Pravaha Paramam Padambujam. So Bhavesmin Krishmananam, these two verses Prabhupada gave very nice lectures. Bhava means everybody in this world who is born here, they are in prison house. Then Prabhupada says, somebody who is in prison house, he will not be treated like a son-in-law, Damad. Then Prabhupada says, in India, Damad, we cannot pass any comment about son-in-law, because if he becomes upset, he will divorce my daughter. That's why they are very afraid. Then Prabhupada says, there is some Pulina Brahman, that is their business. Once Prabhupada went to his friend's house. Then gentleman was sitting and smoking cigar. And that friend asked, do you know who is this guy? Prabhupada said, how do you know? He is my aunt is the 64th wife of this gentleman. This is the Prabhupada, somebody's business is this. You know. Otherwise, Kama Karma Bhi, Prabhupada says, because of material desires, they have created this Ugra Karma. You know, they have to work very hard in this jail of this material world. But in Krishna consciousness, we don't have to work. You know, we don't have to work. But whatever work we do, whether it is, pot washing in the DT or cleaning the temple, you know, it is very pleasurable. Because whenever we do some pot washing or cleaning the temple, Krishna personally cleanses our heart. You know, cleanses our heart. That is why Prabhupada is saying, that, one must become a devotee. Then Queen Kunti is saying, like Prabhupada is saying, that one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they offer prayers. That is why Queen Kunti is saying, Shunvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshanashaha Smaranti Nandanti Tavihitam Janaha Tavayeva Pashyanti Achirena Tavakam Bhava Pravaha Uparam Padambujam. She says that the first step is hearing about Krishna, Shrinvanti. You know, so that is why Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Prabhupada says that Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, not some rascal. You know, not some rascal. Vishnu, no, there is a Krishna Kirtan is there. There is no Durga Kirtan, Kali Kirtan. You know, Prabhupada is condemning. There is no Krishna. Kirtan means Krishna Kirtan. You know, not Kali Kirtan. Prabhupada is saying. Then Shrinvanti Gayanti. Once we hear about Krishna, you know, then we can speak about Krishna. Gayanti. Grinanti, one who takes this. Abhikshanashaha means, no, 1 week I heard Katha, then I will smoke cigarette. No. Abhikshanashaha means continuously. Abhikshanashaha. Then smaranti, nandanti, tavihita jana. Nandanti means, one who takes pleasure. You know, first you do shravanam and kirtanam, then smarana will come. But those people, not only these people who are chanting and hearing and remembering Krishna, but those people who take pleasure by seeing others doing it. Nandanti tavihitam jana. You know, somebody says, Prabhupada says, somebody says these Hare Krishna devotees are very nice. Yeah. Prabhupada Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and inundated this whole world with love of Krishna, and all those devotees who surrendered to ISKCON and they come and join full time devotees, they will drown in the Krishna Prema, ocean of Krishna Prema. And all those devotees who are outside and they are chanting and dancing, and congregation devotees, they also will drown in this ocean of Krishna Prema. All those persons who are giving donation to Hare Krishna people, devotees, they also will drown in the ocean of love of Krishna. And all those people who say these Hare Krishnas are very nice, Tavihitam Jana, very nice, they are doing good job, but they are not doing anything. There are first category is fully surrendered, second category congregation, third category they are giving money and donation, fourth category they are simply saying Hare Krishnas are very nice. They also will drown ocean of love of Krishna. But these Mayavadis, they will only float. So they won't get Krishna prema. So here Prabhupada says, if you know who is Krishna, then you can offer, Prabhupada is saying, personal prayers to Krishna, like, you know, Govinda Madhi Purusham, Tamaham Bajami. Then he says, this Ravindranath Thakur, you know, Brahma Samaj, he says, Ohe Tumi, Ohe Tumi, you rascal, Ohe, who is that Ohe Tumi? Ohe Tumi. So who is that Ohe Tumi? Prabhupada says, first of all, many of the people, they don't believe in the existence of God. And there is another category, this Mayavadis, they say God is there, but he has no leg, he has no hands, no mouth, no ears. So this is another way of denying God. You know? So if you know God, then we offer personal prayers to Krishna. Then he's criticizing strongly Rabindranath Tagore, that, you know, he writes so many poems, Ohe Tumi, Ohe Tumi, because he doesn't know who is Krishna. Who is Krishna? He doesn't know. No, we should know about Krishna. Offer him personal prayers. Then Prabhupada says in that lecture that Bhava Pravaha Uparam, you know, Pravaha means waves. So somebody is, nowadays so many people, they get washed away in Mumbai by the waves of the ocean. They go for swimming, right? So there is a red alert because high tide. But one person on his birthday, some people, they went to, Marine Lines Beach, and they did not listen to the red alert. So on the birthday, they were standing on the, you know, parapet. So waves came and, you know, dragged him, and then that boy died on his birthday. Right? Recently. Like there, so many people are. So these Prabhupada says, these waves of ocean are very dangerous. Once you fall into it, you know, they will drag you away and they will, you know, you get killed. Like that, in this material world, you know, is, you know, samsara davanala. Now, this is the ocean of material existence. So in this ocean of material existence, there are many waves. First wave is, hunger. Right? First wave is hunger. Second wave is thirst. No? Third wave is shoka. Fourth wave is moha. And fifth wave is mrityu, old age. These are the six waves of this ocean of material existence. They wash us away. You know? But here, Queen Kunti is saying that Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti. Last. 1 minute. Abhikshanashah. Okay. Abhikshanashah. Tavihitam jana, one who is having this ocean of those who do this srunvanti gayanti grinanti, so they get once they see your lotus feet achirena immediately, then these waves of material existence will stop. Hare Krishna. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.